We are recording.
This is a meeting of the Leon County Research and Development Authority / Innovation Park Development Review Committee. This meeting is called order. It is Tuesday, March 13th at 9 a.m. If we would, let's go ahead and go around the room and have everyone and those online, we'll go around and introduce ourselves. I'm Ron Miller. I'm the Executive Director of the Lake Dells CRUA.
Cheryl McCall, the Bureau Chief of Public Lands for DEP.
I'm Peggy Bilby. I'm the Administrative Coordinator for Innovation Park, LCRDA.
Chris Neal, Danfoss Turbo Corps.
Greg Harden, Land Use Administrator, City of Tallahassee.
And Carson Mitchell, Department of Environmental Protection.
Okay. And online we have
Levi Shiro, representing Danfoss with Carson Smith and Partners.
Jennifer Carr, Architect, representing Danfoss and
Brian Diggs. Congressional Smith representing Dan Foss, Civil EIP.
Okay, do we have any modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, any public comment? Seeing none. Approval of the minutes from November 14, 2017. You'll have a chance to review those. Any changes, comments, concerns, questions? Is there a motion?
I make a motion.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. It's approved. So the issue for today is the Danfoss Turbo Corps Phase B and D expansion. Chris, are you going to give us the overview, or Levi? Just give an overview of the project and
we'll give it. We are currently looking to expand. Can you all see my computer screen?
No.
Okay. You don't need to. I just was wondering. We're currently looking to expand Danfoss's headquarters in Tallahassee with a 25,000 square foot office building addition. Because we are taking up some of the parking spots for this addition, we're also proposing a separate parking lot across the street for a net impact of 53 additional spaces. Do you have anything to add to it?
We do have some alterations in the existing admin building that we're also doing that should not impact the exterior.
It's all interior?
Yes, except for where we join in with
sure.
The new facilities and courtyard. Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you talk about the use of the facility? What's the anticipated use?
So the new building will be office, so all administration, so a two-story administration building for employees. So for the additional staffing we plan to bring online and get some people out of the factory floor and into actual office space.
Okay. And so what's the net addition of people to the facility?
120.
120, which
yes.
Is, okay, that was what the economic development deal was
correct.
Predicated on?
Yeah.
Okay. And one of the things that I noticed was that with the net addition of 53 parking spaces?
Correct.
And 120 people, how are you guys going to accommodate that?
Right now, it's not all those people are going to come on initially, and then it'll be a second round of budgeting, so we'll have to do an additional parking lot in the future or some additional spaces. Right now, the budget allows me to do that parking lot without having to go back and get additional money. So
okay.
That's kind of what the plan is that gets us through the first round of hiring and that kind of stuff. And then we'll have to kind of have a phase, I guess it'll be E probably likely.
Okay. And you have how many years to get the numbers of employees? Is it three?
I believe it's 3 years.
Okay. All right. Okay, any questions you want to start with, anybody? Greg, do you have any questions, you want to go through any of the issues that you have?
Yeah, there's a Levi, and I think you met with Jimmy Lee or spoken with him several times.
Yes.
Regarding stormwater. So these comments, I think, are and I believe Jennifer Carr was here for the pre-submittal meeting back in December. So we do have some comments that are there that still need to be addressed. We think they can be satisfactorily addressed. And a lot of these came directly from from the pre-submittal and what Jimmy Lee had had presented earlier. We checked and have not seen the natural features inventory for this site, so it'll either be a natural features inventory or an exemption.
And didn't they do one as part of the PUD amendment?
They did. This one, yeah, it could very well be.
I believe we did. It was attached to that.
Okay.
And that's what we were relying on, because I believe we saw that has already been accepted for the PUD.
And if that's the case, then that one will go away. If there were no features identified on that, and I'm looking through the PUD now just to see if that, locate that real quick. If that's the case, then that would be, that one would be addressed. Just kind of move to number three, the stormwater that has to be provided. I think Jimmy has given you calculations in the past, and or the information on how to provide the calculations for that west drainage basin. So, and the conveyances that would get the water not only from the expansion site, but also that parking lot site. So that'll have to be looked at also.
Okay. So we've analyzed all the downstream pipes to get to the drainage structure or drainage pond.
Yes.
Do we need to analyze the drainage ponds themselves if we have documentation of how much impervious we can send to each one of them?
Right. I know it's for the central basin, it's based on a percentage. I think the west basin is based on acre feet, and for the PUD, and there is an analysis that's done. We don't think it's going to be a problem, but we need to see that. And I think Jimmy had given you how that analysis was done in some of the correspondence that he had gone back and forth with you on. If not, I can forward that to you again. So we don't anticipate that that's going to be a problem. And you didn't notice any problems with the conveyance to get to the west facility?
No, we're way oversized for what we think is going there.
Okay.
And this is what's coming off phase D? You know what you're talking
about? Yeah, 1E. Yeah, the parking lot.
Parking lot.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay. The parking lot. The other side, I think, should have plenty of capacity, just the conveyance that would be there. And then there will be some landscape things that need to be cleaned up as far as the square footage of landscape islands according to code, those sorts of things that will have to be addressed. One thing we did not notice was that hadn't obtained a land use compliance certificate for this development. And I think that's in the within the development agreement, if I'm not mistaken. That's and I believe that we've done those for the previous.
I don't recall, but
okay. But that's something that we can get. It's not just something that would need to be cleaned up.
Okay.
You do have a mid-block crossing on Paul Dirac where you're going out, so we would ask that you contact our traffic engineering division, which is Bill Fowler and Alan Seacrest, get their input as far as that crossing, safety-wise, what markings may need to be there, signage, things like that, since they are crossing that public street from the remote lot to get to the end.
Yes.
And then finally, and this came up in the pre-submittal meeting about the multimodal transportation district and sidewalk widths. And Bill Fowler had brought that, or I think he had provided that to Todd Huber, who was at the meeting. But there's sidewalk widths of 6 feet on the local street, which is Paul Dirac. And then East Paul Dirac and Roberts Avenue are major collectors, and those require an 8-foot sidewalk per the MMTD. That is something that could be varied, and I guess it would come back through this.
So
unless there's something overriding within the, and I'll ask you, okay, Ron, as far as, I know the PUD says that sidewalks would be provided on all public frontages where new development occurs.
Okay, but it doesn't specify.
Doesn't specify the widths unless there's something within the supplemental standards that may take that.
Okay, so yeah, that's the question. Whose court is that in? Do you have to have a variance for that?
It would be through this group, as I would suppose, through Innovation Park. if we needed that to go that, but we can do the research and
let's find out. So you're saying on
that would need to be upgraded.
Which one would need to be upgraded?
All three. There is none on Roberts. That's a requirement.
Yeah, there is.
There's a sidewalk.
There's
on
a sidewalk on that
the
going
west
that,
side,
yeah.
but not the east.
Not
side.
The east side.
Right. And unfortunately, that's one of the.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand why now.
I think it was an oversight earlier. To be honest with you.
Yeah, so there isn't one on the east side from the previous project.
Side. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I don't understand.
I think it was an oversight. Clearly, with the pre-submittal, this was identified at that time. So it does need to be addressed in some fashion, whether either provision of that sidewalk or variance from and request a relief from that requirement. I do know. I mean, clearly the internal sidewalks are there. Just don't meet the required widths that have been implemented.
On both sides of.
On both sides of.
North Ball Drop.
Yes, on both sides. And there are. Yes.
Y'all are asking to put a sidewalk on the east side of Roberts and then update the widths throughout Alderac.
Right. That would be the requirement with the expansion and the new development. For the multimodal district and those requirements. And those comments were provided back in December from the Traffic Engineering Division. So, unfortunately, like I say.
Did you get that, Levi? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Have you seen those comments?
Yeah, I don't remember the sidewalk comment. So what would you typically do with the stormwater along Roberts since it's a ditch section?
All right, that's something that would have to be worked out in those coordination with the public infrastructure group and how that would work. So let us review the internal documents and see if there's any leeway there. If not, the variance may be appropriate in that case. And that's something that certainly be explored.
Okay, we'll talk more about that offline.
Other than that, there's some things that would be provided with permitting, particularly with landscape materials. There may be some revisions that may be needed. Craig Bartby, who looked at this, also brought up some of the proposed plantings, location, and light standards. Make sure that you don't block that lighting. Make sure that where you place them under the trees don't grow into those lights. So those are just things that will be worked out at permitting itself. But with those, and we would recommend approval of the application.
Okay. So a couple things I just wanted to bring up. In the prior phase, Chris, we had to go through some situation with the utility easements for the electricity. That was kind of a last minute deal. Have you worked that out yet with the utilities folks on if you have to run any more underground?
No.
You know, we might want to make sure we get that process moving before. I think last time we kind of were doing it in the middle of construction.
Yeah, okay.
Where Gresham is coordinating with City of Tallahassee on electric right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did confirm with Levi that all electricity will be underground, which is one of the requirements. We did note on the drawing that there was on phase B in front of the new building where you're basically the part of the parking lot that you're keeping, it showed 18-foot parking spaces instead of the required 19, but we think that's just a measurement error. But there's also a 24-foot aisle and it only requires a 22-foot aisle, so it may be just a matter of how you paint it. So there's definitely adequate space there, but I did want to get that on the record. Also wanted to note that they did in fact this time request the fence for future placement. We missed that last go around and Yes, sir. That, so I'm glad you caught that, Chris.
Yes.
They are not requesting any temporary construction access this time. Last time we did, they're coming off the Roberts. And the only other thing I noticed, and Greg, maybe you'll help with this, is the location of the transformers, particularly the one that's on North Boulder Rock, next for the parking lot.
Okay.
Those are supposed to be concealed. So I mentioned that to Levi, and I think they're going to get that moved so that it's concealed from the road. But the other one's obviously on their property.
So okay. Yeah.
Those are the only comments that I had. Obviously, the other concern was just about adding positions and number of parking spots, but you answered that one. Are there any other questions, comments, concerns? Levi, any questions from you?
No, or what course do we need to do to check on the natural inventory?
We'll look at that for you. You have to do
okay.
That.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain it's in there.
I'm pretty sure it is, too, now that you bring it up.
I have one question about the economic development for Chris. You said that the 50 parking spaces, so I'm assuming that would be 50 employees to start with? And then the rest of them will be phased in over 3 years?
It'll be a phased approach. So, yeah, we can't bring them all on as projects pick up, as people transfer in from other regions.
You'll be coming back for the additional 70 parking
spaces? We'll have to come back to you guys for an additional parking lot.
Do you already kind of have a thought as you're just going to expand the second parking lot?
We've talked about it. It's... how do you describe that, Levi? There's a drop off or something like that. So we've got to figure out how do we, I guess, develop that spot, correct?
Yeah, this lot, you can't max out parking on this lot as much as you would think because there's like a 10-foot drop off. So we kind of maximize as much parking as we could get on this lot how it sits right now. But I do want to point out that just because we're increasing 120 people, there's two shifts that go on, so right. That doesn't necessarily mean 120 people are going to be there at once.
Okay, right. That answers my question. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, I forgot that part.
I was looking at the economic development part and going, how's that work? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and the shift, though, is that on the manufacturing side? I mean, that's...
Correct.
How many shifts are running now?
Two. But it's two 10-hour shifts, so they start at 5 a.m. and run until 2 a.m., so it's a staggered shift, and we've actually shifted some salary positions to the second shift to give additional support to that. So some of the engineers that are going to come in will be to support second shift, and some of the R&D research that's going on in the lab, and they run till midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, depending on what they need, and even some weekends. So.
And that's mainly what you're adding, are engineering type positions. Correct. And administrative support for those folks.
Yeah, so that and there will also be some, obviously, some hourly positions too, but yes.
Okay. All right. Any other comments, questions, concerns? So I entertain a motion.
A motion to accept that.
And we'll do that subject to satisfactory resolution to the issues that growth management has raised. So we have a motion.
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. It's approved. Thank you very much. That was relatively painless.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Any other new business? If not, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.